Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
The great sprint into Target for toilet paper. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast, my friend. It's Sam Crowley. Where are we at in Ohio right now? Where are we at in Ohio? Is it day? What did I say it was yesterday? I can't even remember. Hold on. Let me think. It feels like day eight of the lockdown in Ohio, of the quarantine. And I witnessed, this was pretty wild, man. I wonder when everything goes back to normal, because our economy is coming absolutely roaring back. Stocks are on sale. Best time ever to start an online business. I mean, it is going to be unreal if you can weather the storm, which you will. Everything's going to work out just fine. I'm not saying it's not going to be without some ups and downs, though. We talked about that yesterday. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But when you come out the other side of this, man, it's going to be amazing. But let's just think about this for just a second. Let me paint this picture for you. All right, your boy was off to Dunkin' Donuts this morning, a little bit later than usual because I'm not driving my girls to school because there is no school. So I got a later start, right around 7:55 or so in the a.m., got in the car, headed to Dunk. I said, you know what? I'm going to stop at Target. I needed copy paper, and yeah, it gives me an excuse to get a lot of steps in because I park as far away. Like, I look like, my car's been parked there overnight. That's how far away from stores I park, just to make sure I get my 10,000 steps in every day. So, but the craziest thing happened. There in the suburban Target I go to, there's this long entrance to drive into the store. It's like, you know, you got to go through one traffic light and then another traffic light. Well, there was an SUV. And if you were to look in the dictionary under soccer mom, this would be the stereotypical soccer mom, you know, kind of middle-aged, nice SUV, driving bat, you know what, crazy into the parking lot. Like, basically not going right on red, but not even stopping at the red light. So I'm like, whoa, I wonder if she's going to Target because of the great toilet paper rush here in Cincinnati, well, all around the country. And it was kind of an afterthought. I was just trying to chuckle. I said, wow, I wonder if she's driving that fast just so she can get to Target to get toilet paper. Because the rumor is around town that this particular Target stocks it pretty regularly. So, but there's so many other businesses in this Target. There's car dealerships. There's a whole bunch of condos and apartments. And there's a huge cul-de-sac of subdivision of homes back in there. Same road takes you to all these. I'm thinking, wow. The likelihood of her going to Target is just, that's probably not going to. But as we got to another light, boom, she blows through it. Another light, boom. And I'm going, it's probably 25 mile an hour speed limit. She's going 50. Easy. I'm going 30 to 35 just to keep up. And lo and behold, doesn't she take that left turn right into Target? And she guns it into the parking lot, which was just about a quarter full, not a ton of cars in there. And I'm thinking to myself, someone must have tipped her off. She got a text or she's a member of some toilet paper Facebook group someplace where she gets pinged and notified where the toilet paper is. So she parks, man, and I park. And she starts this fast walk and I start this fast walk. And she starts a slow jog. I ain't doing that, man. I can't be that obvious, you know. So I start picking up the pace, which is great for my steps. You know, getting this type of cardio in the morning. Come on, this is unbelievable. Talk about a positive unintended consequence that was happening. Then the run. Full out run. She's running. Now, not in the greatest of shape. All right, didn't have the running shoes on. Might have had some Birkenstocks working there, sandals, something like that, with a pair of yoga pants. So not dressed for the decathlon by any stretch, okay? But that doesn't stop, man. She goes into the full-blown sprint, grabs a cart. I didn't even grab. Now I am enamored with this, okay? So she's now running with the shopping cart. I am not kidding. This happened 20 minutes ago, all right? And she does when you walk in into Target, if you go right and all the way back, that's where allegedly all the toilet paper is. Wouldn't you know? Which way do you think she goes? To the right, up and to the right. And she does a full out. If there was an Olympic for shopping cart sprints, she would have won hands down gold medal right now. She'd be on the stand getting it placed around her neck. All right. Runs back. So I'm still trying to walk fast, getting my steps. I got to be at 1,000 steps by now. Loving every minute of it because talk about this is just great. So I walk back. Sure enough, the employees, they don't even have the cardboard boxes. They're taking them from the box, and people are taking them out of the box into their cart. Limit one per person. Everyone was taking two. Still can't figure that out either. But, and there she is, soccer mom, has it, and she is breathing heavily. Like, whew, and I almost said something like, wow, you're out of breath. But I didn't want to be too stalkery or anything. And that was it, and I thought to myself, wow. Wow, 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 wow. And then, of course, I think, how can I make a podcast out of this? Because there's just so much working there. The sense of urgency. Ah, do you see where we're going now? The sense of urgency. What if, and I look, I'm just spitballing here. All right, I'm just spitballing here. What if, including this mom and everybody else, when things get back to normal, all right, when we all go back to our little comfort zones and we go to Johnny and Julie's soccer game and lacrosse game and recitals and we're the professional Uber parents not getting paid and we're putting everything as a priority, okay? What if we launched that podcast with that kind of sense of urgency? What if we started uploading videos on YouTube, not even caring if we showered? Okay, not even caring if we shower. What if we just grab that shopping cart and we go right to it, right to where we want to go, man? The YouTube channel, the Facebook group, the podcast. We launched something with such incredible passion that nothing is going to stand in our way. Hey, did you want to be laid up in the hospital for 3 weeks? Get in front of this lady with the shopping cart because she was having none of it, man. Lord have mercy on the person that got between the toilet paper and her and got in the way of that shopping cart, my friend. You would have been in traction laid up for a month, and there would have been no doubt about it. But here's the sad thing. Here's the sad reality. We are way too comfortable in our life and in our business and in our everyday, everything that we do, man. We have no sense of urgency to it. And we kind of go, well, you know, I'll get to it when? Someday, one day. You know, yeah, definitely. Sam, you know, I love talking to you, man. You inspired me. Ooh, did you inspire me so much? But, you know, it's just the time isn't right now for me to go after this thing. Okay, great. So you're going to wait until unemployment hits 30% before you decide to do something about it. Then it's too late. The best time to have done it was 5 years ago. The second best time is right now. But most people, they don't have that sense of urgency until you start. Got to start draining the 401k, maxing out the credit cards, taking the cash advances, all of that. Okay, people would rather experience that pain before they experience the very minor pain of learning how to launch their dream. You know, learning how to monetize something online, asking people for the order, creating a digital course, anything like that, you know? Because we gravitate so much towards pleasure and so far away from pain, but then the pain gets to be so great, like soccer mom. We're rushing into Target. I texted my wife. I said, you're never going to believe the story. Never going to believe the story. I mean, somebody, she was going 50 miles an hour in a 25 to get into Target, running with a cart to get the toilet paper. And yet I think of all the individuals out there, you've got this beautiful platform right now called the internet where you could connect with anybody out of 7 billion people on the planet. You know, my man, I had a call, Kevin. Saturday from Zimbabwe, did a Zoom call with Kevin. I know you listen to the show, man. Shout out to you, Zimbabwe. You know how hard it is to get internet in Zimbabwe? And we jumped on a call. You know, I've been listening to the show forever, man. I love it, love it, love it, love it. That's a guy with a sense of urgency, you know? And there's 7 billion people on the planet. You can connect with people in Zimbabwe. You can connect with people in Philadelphia. You can connect with people in London. You can connect with people in the outskirts of Australia. But you won't do it because you're not in enough pain. But you will be. You will be. You'll be like soccer mom running into Target. At some point in time, you're going to look back. Or, and I hope this doesn't happen. I really don't. My prayer is that this does not happen to you, that you experience the pain of regret, which, forget about the pain of no toilet paper. Forget about the pain of 30% unemployment. Forget about the pain of trying to figure out some new piece of software. The pain of regret, that trumps all of it. That's not even a close second. Like that is the number one pain. And here's the problem. You can't get rid of that. Yeah, you can avoid it, but you can't get rid of it. You want to be 80 years old, 65, 70 years old, sitting on your rocking chair. Your 401k is nice, but you never did anything with that dream that was stirring around in your mind all those years. All the coulda, woulda, shouldas, and you didn't do it. You didn't do it because you didn't have that sense of urgency. And you didn't want to experience that short-term pain of learning something new. Or you already have the idea you want to do. You just need to figure out how to get it out there, you know? So don't be like soccer mom waiting until you're out of toilet paper to dart into Target, man. And all of that for one roll. They're limited to one roll, you know? But she got it. She got it. I was out of breath watching that whole thing happen. Listen, do it. Don't experience the pain of regret, all right? The short-term pain you might think, and it won't even be that bad, that you feel to have to learn something new, promote something new, get out there and launch your dream, ain't nothing compared to the pain of regret, man. It ain't nothing. If I can help you do it, get on my calendar. I'll call you. It'll be a quick 30-minute call, and we'll get off and running. LaunchWithSam.com. LaunchWithSam.com, and we'll get after it in a big way. All right? Let's go and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.